This lesson has minimal movement. So what you want to do is make sure that you're going to be comfortable lying down. This is a good moment if you feel like you're going to need some pillows under your legs or pillows under your head or any other kind of supports so that you can lie comfortably. That's important to do now, because ideally for most of this lesson, it would be great if you had your eyes closed. And if you have to get up and do things, then do them. But I'm just letting you know that you want to find ways to be as comfortable as possible. And then as you're lying here, just take a moment to sense your contact with the floor, because what's interesting about this lesson is even though you're not going to be moving a lot in a physical sense, the movements that you do are going to have a profound effect on your organization. Today's lesson is going to be looking at the relationship of the relaxation of our eyes to our vision and to our ability to connect that with our posture. So it's always good to kind of sense, well, how am I contacting the floor right now? And then with your eyes open, just look at what's in front of you on your ceiling, just looking at your ceiling, and then maybe easily turning your head and looking around and just noticing, how do you take in information with your eyes right now? Are some things blurry? Do certain objects jump out at you? Do you sense how your eyes look at things? Do you feel that your eyes are going out to grab onto and focus on different things? Or do you feel that as you're looking that your eyes are receiving information? Because that's what your eyes are, right? Not only do they receive light that gets translated into images in your brain, but they have actually found neural cells in your eyes, which means that the eyes literally are processing information. And we choose what we want to see. And now close your eyes and just take a moment to listen to your breath. And as you're breathing, just noticing what moves as you breathe. And notice what is sort of what you're seeing in your eyelids, right? It's not like you have to kind of try to see through your eyelids, but just noticing, and it's based on the light in your room. For some people, it might look a little red, or you might see the veins in your eyelids. Throughout this lesson, anytime you feel that you need to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing or stretch your legs out, please do what you need to do comfortably. And sometimes even if you want to, during a rest, you can roll to your side to rest. But just make sure that you keep your eyes closed if that's possible. And now take your right hand and place your right hand over your right eye. And the way you're going to do that is the heel of your hand is going to place itself on your cheekbone. And then you're going to cup your palm over your eye. And your fingers are going to be on your forehead, pointing a little bit diagonally towards the left. And then you're going to take your left hand and put it over your left eye, and your fingers will cover the fingers of your right hand. And your elbows are relaxed if you can. And so basically, with your eyes closed and your hands over your eyes, you're about as black as you can get without having one of those eye masks on your face. And so in this, and you don't want to be pressing on your eyeballs. You definitely want to just be covering them. And just begin to allow your eyes to enter that field of blackness. And that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So one of the first questions to look at is, does the movement of your breath affect what you see in front of you? It may or may not. And then just place your attention on what you're seeing, noticing whether it's a unified field of black or whether there are patches or blobs that are lighter and darker in color. Or maybe you see little sparks or streaks. Each person has a unique experience based on how the visual cortex is processing this complete and total lack of light. So if it's taking in information, the cortex is kind of going, okay, what am I supposed to be seeing right now? And it can be very busy and very active in the beginning of this process. So just noticing what you see without trying to change it or fix it. And then if there is an area of your vision that's blacker than anywhere else, could you put your attention, your visual attention, on that blackest area? You don't have to stare, you don't have to strain, but just kind of be seeing that. And in your imagination, could you imagine that blackness beginning to spread across your field of vision? Maybe in your mind, you can be feeling like little strings are pulling the black across. And then bring your arms down by your side and just pause a moment. And if you are resting on your side, then come back to your back. And you're just going to begin a movement of your eyes, and specifically of your right eye. You can't really differentiate too much. Your left eye will be involved, but your awareness and your attention is going to be on your right eye. And you're just going to let your right eye travel as if you wanted to look at your right ear. So it's going to travel to the right and then kind of look down the side of your face. Of course, this is not possible and your eyes are closed. And so as you're doing this, could you slow the movement of your eye down without tension? So sometimes slowing it down feels very stressful. So just find how you can be really lazy about this. It's like I sort of kind of want to see my ear, but I'm not really invested in succeeding at it. And noticing whether this movement of your eye to your ear and then returning back to the center is smooth, jumpy. Also notice whether as you're moving your eye, is it going straight across the front of your eye, or does it dip down towards your cheek in a kind of little loop, or maybe it goes upward and then down towards the corner of your eye? So your right eye is moving towards the corner of your eye and then coming back to the center. And then let your right eye continue over to the left so that it's looking towards the bridge of your nose and then going all the way across your eye to the right and then all the way back to the bridge of your nose. And then find the center and pause again for a moment. And just notice what you're feeling in your right eye in comparison to your left eye in terms of its presence, its size. And then turn your attention to your left eye and try the same thing. Just going to the left first, letting it go across. And it's really interesting. Sometimes we discover that, you know, this eye moves completely differently than the other eye, or maybe it feels much smaller or much less present as I'm moving my eye, or it could be more. It depends sometimes on whether I'm right or left dominant, or whether there are some habits happening in the neck. You may even be noticing as you're moving your eye that you feel something in the back of your neck, because the muscles of the eyes are very much connected to the cervical spine, which is one reason why when we relax our eyes, our spine changes. And then as you continue, begin moving your left eye over towards the bridge of your nose and then all the way across to the left. Again, noticing whether this trajectory is smooth or jumpy. And now pause again in the center, sensing your two eyes. And what you're going to try now is moving both eyes. And the way you're going to do it is both eyes move slowly to the right. And once both eyes are as far to the right as they can be, so in other words, your left eye is at the bridge of your nose and your right eye is by your ear, then what you're going to do is go left and right really quickly, like a 1-2, bump, bump. And then go slowly all the way over to the left. And once you're at the left side, you do another quick right-left. And then repeat that whole sequence on your own. And once you've done that a couple of times, could you put your hands back on your eyes the way you did in the beginning? And just notice when your hands are on your eyes like that, whether the field of blackness has become blacker. And just notice what has happened. Is it darker? Is it softer? And can you once again find another patch of blackness that's blacker than the rest? And could you imagine that this patch of blackness is kind of like an ink blot? And could you just let that ink blot begin to spread across your eyes so that it's covering and absorbing anything else that you're seeing? And then put your arms back down and take a little rest. And if you do want to roll to your side to rest, please, you know, take care of yourself. I'll give you enough time to rest. If you want to stay the way you are, that's fine. And then come back to your back. And one of the things I love about Feldenkrais lessons is how he used imagery and imagination to inform the nervous system in unique ways. And so what you're going to imagine now, as crazy as this sounds, you're going to imagine that there's a ping pong ball, a white ping pong ball, floating on the ceiling above your face, right in front of your eyes, so that your eyes are directly looking at this ping pong ball hanging out in space up there. And you're going to begin to follow this ping pong ball as it begins to move to your right. And everyone's going to have a different experience based on where you are in the room. But this is where we also can begin to start to connect how our eyes are related to our proprioception, which is our ability to sense ourselves and where we are in space, and our sense of our, even our vestibular system and how we balance. So your eyes are moving to the right along your ceiling. And when they get to your wall in your mind, right, your eyes are closed, you start sliding the ball down the wall. Don't worry if there's furniture in the way, it just kind of passes right through it. And then let that ping pong ball come rolling across the floor so that it rolls all the way until it's lying right next to your ear. And then you're going to reverse the movement. And when the ball comes up to the ceiling in front of you, it doesn't go past the center of your right eye. And just feel when you get there, how do you know that that is the center of your right eye? How can you feel the clearness? Again, this is my proprioceptive sense. I know exactly where my eye is. You can repeat the movement. And the beauty of doing this movement of the eyes, by the way, don't strain your eye. You don't have to, you know, kind of force it. Keep it really light, noticing the right side of your jaw, the right side of your face, the right side of your neck. As you're watching this movement and sensing the space to your right, knowing exactly when you get to your wall, in your mind's eye, it doesn't matter whether it's right or not. There's no way of verifying it except through your own experience. And then let your ball travel so that it starts going to your left. And now you're following the ball with your eyes to the left side of your ceiling, down the wall, and over. And if I'm going too fast because your room is bigger, please take your time. When you come back up to the ceiling, again, stopping in the middle of your left eye, sensing that relationship between what's my horizon line, right? Even though you're horizontal, you still have a horizon line. And then the next time that your eye comes back up to the ceiling, could you continue all the way over across to the right side, down your right wall, rolling on the floor towards your right ear, and then you're going to add the movement that you did earlier, that little quick movement back and forth of your eyes looking to your ears, left, right. And then you go back to following the ping pong ball all the way across the room. And once it comes to your left ear, you once again repeat that little quick movement, right, left. And just play with that a couple more times. This is a great opportunity to check in and make sure that I am allowing myself pleasure, that this is a fun thing to do, that I don't feel that it's a should or that I have to do it in a particular way. I'm following my curiosity, whether that means that I'm sensing other parts of myself or I'm checking in on my thoughts or my emotions. And then let go of that. And once again, place your hands on your eyes. And just notice, what's the blackness like now? And could you imagine that your eyes are resting in luxurious, plush, black velvet? So you're looking into blackness, and at the same time, you're allowing your eyes to be supported by the hammocks of the ligaments underneath. They're actually called hammocks underneath your eyeballs. So they can just kind of lay there. You might even be able to sense how your eyes are just a fraction of an inch away from your upper palate, from the roof of your mouth. That's how big they are. So just let them hang out for a moment in the blackness. And then once again, let your arms come down and take a rest. You know, I've been teaching this lesson for many years, and I never get tired of it. And I never get tired of doing it for myself, because it makes such a difference in how I see the world. And so now we're going to explore a different kind of visual. This time, instead of a ping pong ball, it's a pea-sized ball, and it's black, and it's sitting right on the bridge of your nose. So you could imagine a little pea or a little round, tiny thing that's sitting on the bridge of your nose that's black. And you're going to let this ball start to roll down your nose. So it rolls down the tip of your nose, and then it continues. It rolls over the tip of your nose so that it's in that the philtrum, the space between your nose and your lips. And then it rolls over your lips, moves over your chin. And it rolls under your chin and down your neck. And so you're going, your eyes are moving downwards, scanning as the little pea ball rolls across your sternum, down your stomach. Maybe it takes a pause in your belly button, and then it continues rolling across the lower abdomen, across the pubic bone. And this little pea ends up down on the floor in between your legs. And then you're going to reverse it. So it starts traveling up. And you can feel what's happening in the muscles of your eyes, right? Because you have several sets of muscles of your eyes. And one set is designed for seeing in the distance and allowing things to come into focus closer. So as the little pea is traveling upward, you can feel how your eyes are changing their relationship in the skull as it moves over your sternum. Maybe it takes a moment and rests in that little hollow in your neck, and then continues traveling up across your chin, your lips, over your nose, coming to the bridge of your nose. And then let it continue so that it travels up your forehead into your scalp and then down your scalp till it touches the floor. And then from the floor, could you let it travel all the way down, take the whole journey again? And now, once you've done the whole thing going up and down slowly like this, you're going to have an opportunity to zoom through it. So it's almost like your little pea has become a speed racer, and it's just going to go up and down and up and down and up and down several times really, really fast. So ready, set, go. And then just do one more slow tour all the way up and all the way down, or all the way down and all the way up, depending on where you are. And just noticing how you're relating now to your center line, right? Because this pea travels along your center, so you get a real clear vision of the two sides of yourself as you're working with your middle. You may even be able to sense, differentiate your two nostrils as the pee goes across your nose, for example. And then once again, place your hands over your eyes. And just notice the blackness now. And could you imagine that this, the blackest area, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the fall of night on a moonless night, where the blackness comes like a cloak that just travels across the sky. And could you just picture that? Those of you who are into Mozart and know the story of the magic flute and how the queen of the night would come in her cloak, would just completely cover the night sky. Imagine that blackness just kind of pulling across your field of vision. And then slowly put your arms back down by your side and take another rest. So we're going to do one more experiment, one more visualization. Could you imagine that floating just above your face, and exactly the same size as your face, is the letter O. And so you have this oval around your face that's a black outline and then whiteness in the middle of it, as if it was on a piece of paper, but you only see the white and the black. And now, could you watch in your mind's eye as this letter O starts to float up towards the ceiling? So again, your eyes are seeing something moving away. And then through the magic of Feldenkrais, your ceiling is going to open up and your letter O is going to float up into the sky. And so you're watching this letter O as it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, as if it was going out into outer space, joining the planets somewhere, until all you're seeing is a little dot. And then from that distant, again, it's a horizon, right? Because you're looking straight ahead. Could you begin to bring it back? Slowly letting that dot begin to get more of a shape. You start to begin to see the white on the inside. It starts to come through the ceiling. It comes down to hover right over your face. And then it continues. So like a piece of fabric, it lays itself down right on your face. Like as if you just had a perfect mask created by this. And now could you throw this letter O out into space from your face? Just hurl it away. And then it zooms away and then it comes flying back down and lands on your face. And then throw the letter O away. And then let it come flying back down and land on your face. And then once more, just throw it away and don't bother with it anymore. Just let it find its own place somewhere in the universe. And let that image go. And then once again, cover your eyes. And just sense for yourself, what's the blackness like now in comparison to the way it was when we began the lesson? Has it become darker or patchier? Do you have a sense of your breathing connected in any way to what you're seeing in front of your eyes? Maybe the quality of your breathing is different now than it was when we began. And then slowly put your arms back down and just take a moment to notice, has your relationship with the floor changed in any way? What's the sense of the space behind your neck, behind the back of your head? Where do you feel the movement of your breath? And then slowly just open your eyes a tiny slit, just so that you're like sort of saying, okay, I'm going to let a little light in, just a little light. And as you gradually allow your eyes to open, see if you can keep the gaze soft. As you're looking up at your ceiling, you're not trying to go to the ceiling, but you're instead just taking in an impression of what the ceiling is like for you right now. Maybe there are details that you didn't notice before in your ceiling, or maybe it's just become a much more interesting ceiling. And then just, again, as lazily as you can, could you begin just rolling your head and looking around, looking at your world, noticing where do you see now? Are you able to be more general? Or are you able to be more focused? Are there things that are attracting your visual attention that are different from what you saw before? Can you stay in contact with your breath as you continue this soft gazing? And then when you feel ready, you're going to slowly roll to your side and come up to sitting and then to standing, but see if you can stay in contact with this feeling in your eyes, because as you change from the horizontal to the vertical, your eyes are going to want to go, okay, it's time to hold her up. So see if you can stay with this quality of softness and presence in your eyes. And then, of course, once you're standing, just take the time around your room to just notice, what's it like to turn? Has the ability to turn changed because your eyes are softer? What does it feel like to be on your feet? You know, your eyes, as I said earlier, are an important part of your vestibular system, how you keep your balance, how you orient yourself in space. So when the eyes are more relaxed, when the eyes are more functional, then actually everything is improved. So take a walk around your room and just notice. You might notice some dust that you didn't know was there before. Well, thank you all for coming to this lesson. I hope you all enjoyed it.